Hello, Big S listeners, and hello, Michiana Community News Podcast listeners. My name is Keith Thews, your host for this special presentation of Winter Storm Preparedness 2024. Yes, we have two separate storms, but a mess to deal with between Thursday into Friday and going all the way into the beginning of next week into Tuesday. So I'm going to be combining information that's important for both localities, and this recording is done on Wednesday so that you have enough time to prepare. So let's go ahead and do the fun side of this, and that is bread milk forecast for both northern Indiana and lower Michigan, for those of you in Michiana Community News Territory, in addition to the Big S territory of Hardin and McNairy counties down in south central Tennessee and the surrounding counties around. I'm going to safely give you this forecast of bread and milk. Two loaves of bread and up to 2 gallons of milk. That's a safe bet. Just be kind to your fellow person when you're buying it at the store, but please do so before Friday. What's happening Friday? We have a low-pressure system that is going to be very strong and getting worse. For those of you here in the Big S territory of Tennessee, winds are going to be gusting up to 45 to 50 miles an hour on Friday with the possibility of some severe weather towards the Mississippi border and Alabama border. Those of you up in northern Indiana by the Michigan border in Michiana Community News Territory, expect a significant snowstorm with inch amounts, now this is predicted, but different models I've read, between 9 to 14 inches of snow, winds also gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour, which puts it in blizzard territory. The forecast for a blizzard means for 3 hours or more, winds have to be sustained at 35 miles per hour or greater, and I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing that in further alerts. This low pressure is going to be moving northeast. It's going to get stronger. It's actually going to be stronger in the state of Indiana, low pressure-wise, barometric pressure-wise, lower than what we just went through on Monday into Tuesday, but actually that in Indianapolis, that low pressure was stronger than the 1978 blizzard, which I was reading about on weatherforums.com. Just an incredible, incredible situation. So we will have a low pressure. It's going to be considered a bomb cyclone, get real strong in a big hurry that could be stronger in Indiana than the 1978 blizzard. Just think about that. So what should you do? Calmly go to the store, get your preparations, get your snow shovels ready, get what you need. What you need to do for Indiana is to definitely prepare for enough food to get you through about 4 or 5 days. Down in Tennessee, you have a little more time to prepare because down in Tennessee, we will not be seeing snowfall until Monday. And the forecast preliminary right now, with a week in advance, is looking at between 0.5 inches of snow to 4 inches of snow in far northwestern Tennessee. So roughly about 0.5 inch of snow that could snarl up traffic for this area Sunday into Monday, definitely on Monday. And stay tuned for further updates on that forecast. Could go a little bit higher. The biggest take that all of us are going to be in is a major Arctic wind chill. For northern Indiana and lower Michigan, 25 degrees below zero is potentially going to happen. For south central Tennessee, shave about 10, between 0 and 15 below zero, which is still pretty cold and unseasonable for this part of the country. It has happened. But down here, we have to definitely worry more about frozen pipes. When the cold snap hit before Christmas of 2022, water pipes down in Hardin County were definitely breaking. And that's something that you need to be prepared for. So everybody make sure that during this cold snap that you run your water faucets at a trickle throughout the whole thing to make sure that your pipes do not burst. I'm asking everybody to work through this together, to check on your fellow man and be prepared that there will be warming centers opened up across both listening zones. And we will share those with you as soon as we can get those. Down here, I know East Indian United Methodist Church did have that in Savannah, Tennessee. I don't know if they'll do that again. I would assume Jesus Cares Ministry definitely had a, and Voices of Savannah had a warming center up and running. So that's the biggest threats that we need to be prepared for right now. Again, stay calm, cool, and collected. There will be school delays, and they may be up to 2 to 3 days. One good caveat about this is that the a lot of the schools are going to be closed on Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, as well as post offices and quite a number of banks. But if you do not have to travel, please strongly do not travel during those times. Let those who are needing to do those type of matters take care of those. I'm also going to suggest for those of you on Michiana Community News to please download the Indiana Travel Advisory application. It is free and it will give you all the counties and will let you know what type of county alerts that there are. Whether it's an advisory or yellow, a travel watch or an orange, or a travel warning, which means the county is shut down, or a color red. The other thing, too, is that city municipalities may not be doing the same connections as the county. Case in point, South Bend and Elkhart. They may not be directly connected in their alerts. So be watch of the news on all your local media. And the same thing, I'm sure, will be down here in Tennessee as you need to be prepared and watch WBBJ or Channel 33 for the latest alerts and what counties are being shut down and the like. The other thing to be aware of is your county emergency management. Please make sure that you are subscribed on Facebook down here in Hardin and McNary County to the Hardin County Emergency Management and the Hardin County Fire Department, as well as the McNary County Emergency Management and the County Fire Department for the latest on travel alerts. They were very good during the ice storm down here that we had and the snowstorm in last 2002 after Christmas. The little inch of snow that we got, they were keeping everybody up to date. So that is what I'm going to say to everybody. We're going to get through this. We have before. This is going to be an unusual storm. Please also prepare for the strong winds on Friday down here in Big S territory, up to 45 to 50 miles per hour. So do be prepared for that. All right, that's my little spiel. I hope everybody stays safe. Send us a voicemail on our a link so we want to know how you're doing. Stay tuned for further information on the Big S. Stay tuned for other urgent podcasts or videos or postings on Michiana Community News on Facebook.